Can you remember being stung by a bee? I used to get stung all the time. They were everywhere. But I can't say I see them anymore. I reckon my kids, who are 16, 13 and 6, have never been stung by a bee. But research has shown bee numbers are steadily dwindling, but they're so important, bees. They're responsible for pollinating up to two-thirds of our world food sources. Can you believe it? Today's great Queenslander is Natasha Robig. She and her husband, Jason, and they're doing their bit to keep the bees employed with 300 hives across, excuse me, across Queensland, and even have a bee nursery on their Jim Boomba property. Today is World Food Day. It's perfect timing to celebrate beekeepers. I've got Natasha on the line with us now. How are you, Natasha?
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm really well, thanks.
That's good. Thanks for having me on the show.
So beekeeping, why? Why is that a thing that became a part of your life?
Beekeeping became a part of our lives when our daughter Miranda was born. She was born in 2012 and she had severe eczema.
Yeah.
And we were using steroid cream on her skin and her skin was thinning and her hair was falling out. And she was essentially having the adverse effect from us using the steroid cream. So we wanted to try some alternative creams and skin treatments. And with advice from our doctor and our naturopath, we ended up doing some research into raw honey and beeswax and the benefits that could have on her skin. And we developed our own bee balm. And the bee balm worked really well on her skin because it helped to lock in the moisture. And
so you came up with a way of using honey to develop a bee balm yourselves to treat your own kids' eczema, and it worked.
Correct. Absolutely. We could not stand the pain that our daughter was going through. Each time we'd have to apply the skin steroid cream. So we tried so many different treatments, so many different things, and we were at wit's end. And our doctor actually said, have you tried raw honey? And have you tried using beeswax and raw honey and try and make something out of that? So we did some more research and we had some help from a naturopath. And absolutely, we concocted our own bee balm and that really helped her. And it continues to help her. And that was 8 years ago now. And our business, we're essentially...
It's just grown. So it's called Bee, as in B-double-E, Bee All Natural and Organic.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, it's Be All Natural, essentially, and we use organic methods to create and develop our products.
So you've got 300 hives.
Yeah, approximately. So we collect swarms. We have a social group called Logan and Surrounds Bee Rescue, and we collect swarms and rehabilitate them before putting them into our apiary. So we're very busy doing that at the moment. It's become very popular.
How many bees would be in 300 hives?
Thousands. Thousands upon thousands. It's very, very busy.
You wouldn't be able to count them. So you won the 2019 Queensland Rural Women's Award and you've been recognised as an Eat Queensland champion. What are you, dog eating champion or something?
No. It's actually a very important platform. It's such an honour for us because
it gives us an
opportunity to recognise and realise the potential of boutique honey beekeepers. There's plenty now in Queensland, and we have a premium product and we have a premium service. So it's really important that we strengthen that network. And this platform gives us the opportunity to meet and network with other like-minded honey producers.
Unreal.
And show the world what Queensland really has to offer in terms of bee and honey produce.
Just before I let you go, because I've got to keep moving, I've got to ask this question, right? Why did I get stung by bees my whole childhood, yet not one of my kids has ever been stung by a bee?
That's a very good question. Bees have been on the decline, so they're coming.
And
back.
We were running around barefoot.
That's correct, running around barefoot.
And there was no way of killing weeds in big open footy fields back in the day. I reckon that's the answer. Hey, Natasha.
Keep your weeds. We've got to feed the bees. The weeds are fantastic for the bees. It's
okay.
Bee food.
The weeds are great, fantastic. So be all natural and organic. So check it out. I think it's an unreal product. My kids get a bit of eczema. I'll check it out with my wife.
Please do. It's a fantastic product. We've helped so many people and we're happy to help more.
Okay, Natasha and Jason Robig, they're great Queenslanders today for showing innovation. Their daughter had a problem. They solved it themselves. They turned it into a business. And that is what Queensland's all about.